Hey everybody, this is Evan Murray, and this is Music Industry Insights, podcast number one. So, here we are, Music Industry Insights. My name is Evan Murray. I am the conference coordinator for Live at Heart Newfoundland, that is on the Burin Peninsula in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador, in the country of Canada. I am also the international music and film coordinator for Live at Heart in Sweden. That's in the city of Orebro. In 2022, there will be three conferences in Sweden. Live at Heart Orebro, Live at Heart Southeast, which is in the city of Kalmar, and Live at Heart Västerås. It's going to be a big year. Now, why am I doing a podcast? Why am I spending so much time to talk to people all over the world? And that reason is because I want to do better business. I want to do better business with you. And I want to be more informed about the business I'm doing with everyone. There's a lot of misinformation in the music industry. There's a lot of people that lie. There's a lot of people that create smoke screens and mirrors all over the place. And now, fair enough that we all know this is a big aspect of the business. It's a big aspect of business, is to appear more than you actually are, to try to get people excited about what you're doing. But there comes a point when there's independent musicians and people's businesses on the line, and they depend on some honesty. They depend on some honest information about making decisions about how to take their career to the next level. So what I did is I started talking to people that were booking agents, and festival bookers, and music industry analysts, and I started talking to famous artists and kind of famous artists and independent artists and everyone in between about what they're doing in the music industry, how they feel about the music industry, what they think about the music industry, you know, why they got inside of the music industry. These all developed conversations in order to deliver the best content possible. So without further ado, the guest I have today is phenomenal. And it's something you need to listen to about having an online marketplace. The online marketplace, this new thing, this anomaly that came from technology. And we know now that people are actually making a lot of money doing it. We know now, you know, that people, there's over 100,000 YouTube creators that make over $10,000 USD a month creating YouTube content. We know that sponsors flock to Instagram. We know that having an online marketplace is extremely valuable. So, thanks to Wonderwall Media, thank you to Lakshmi, I interviewed Arya Dayal, who is a very successful YouTuber and person who posts on Instagram. And this was my conversation with her. Enjoy it. And write to me. Tell me what you think of the podcast. Write evan@musicindustryins.net. evan@musicindustryins.net. Let me know what you think. Let me know if I'm doing a good job. Let me know if you hate it. Let me know who you want me to talk to or what information you want. Take care of yourself and each other.
Hi, Aria.
Hey, all. Hi, Yvonne. Thank you so much.
Okay.
It's nice to talk to you.
So Aria, I want to ask you some questions here, and you know, feel comfortable to explore your answers, or you know, to you know, kind of help me understand things better, and the, you know, the international delegates as well, about yourself.
Okay.
What does the word success mean to you?
It means happiness.
Okay.
And by happiness, I mean, you know, you always think about one particular thing that you want to achieve. It can be a position, it can be, you know, your profession or whatever it is, but you expect to be happy when you reach there. And that's what I call success.
Well, I mean, you're quite successful. I mean, you have over 600,000 people following you on YouTube alone, not to mention the hundreds of thousands of people on Instagram. And so the thing is, like, you are successful, right? And so does it create a lot of happiness? Is it a lot? I mean, because you have to interact with a lot of strangers, right? So you just love people. Is that?
Yeah. Right. I love talking to them. I love talking a lot to people. So it's like the more number of followers I have, the more opportunities I have to talk with them and know them better. And they also would know me. So basically, it's like when you, after you post a little post or something, they'll come to you and talk to you about it. You can interact with them also. So it's great. I love doing that. I just love doing that.
Okay. What were some of your biggest music influences growing up, like in India itself and also internationally? Is there a big difference for you when you think about, like, you know people who inspire you or who inspired you growing up?
Yeah, when I was younger, I would listen to a lot of Indian music. By that, I mean Indian Carnatic music, Hindustan music. And these are like different branches, like you can't compare it with other Western branches of music. So that's what I learned and grew up in. So I would listen to a lot of Carnatic musicians earlier, but after completing my 10th standard, I started listening to a lot of Taylor Swift songs. So Taylor Swift songs are the ones I heard first, and it was there in my iPod. So that was the first iPod I bought, and a lot of Taylor Swift songs were there. and the lyrics were like super cool. I just loved it. I even thought, okay, why can't I write something? So that's how I started it off.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's what I was wondering, because I was all, you know, with the inspiration and stuff like that, I was really wondering about, like, what motivated you to want to be a musician. And did you have other careers you were thinking about before, you know, you kind of started hitting this success?
This actually happened, you know, it was kind of an overnight thing. I studied mathematics for my graduation, and I did post-graduation in statistics. So I'm like basically interested in science, but then I was also learning music like parallelly along with it. So music was something that kept me alive, if I would say. And, you know, if I'm happy, if I'm sad, I'll go and write something or compose something. And I'll feel instantly happy when I'm working, when I'm doing music. So it was somewhat like an escape thing for me when it comes to music. It wasn't kind of a career choice. Everything just happened. But I was pretty regular in posting a lot of my creative contents out there on the social media platforms. Yeah.
And I guess the thing is too, like, with the amount of success that you've gained in such a short period of time, like, does it take up like all of your time, or do you have time to like still socialize, or do you have time to like still look at like the science stuff you're interested in, or are you totally consumed with like keeping your fan base? And
the boom just happened during the corona time. So there is no question about going out in public and talking to people. Even now, I don't have that chance to go out in public and talk to them and know them better in person. But it's like I connect with them through social media more. So, yeah.
What do you think your career looks like after the pandemic? Like, I know we're probably another 6 months away, and of course you'll probably be making more content, but I mean, what kind of goals do you have, like, for after the pandemic? Do you want to be touring? Are you looking at the international marketplace? Is it, or do you want
to focus
on India? Like, yeah, let me know about that. Tell us a little
bit. I don't want to restrict myself to one particular country or anything. I would love to tour. I would love to sing for people around the world. So I'll be definitely touring. And I would also be focusing more on writing new songs, composing them, and putting it out one by one. Yeah.
Okay. And do you have being in the position you are now, where, you know, you have a lot of influence with people, you have a lot of people listening to you and, you know, adoring you and wanting to, like, wow, she's so great. Like, do you have any advice for independent musicians, like people that are struggling to, like, put their career together, or, you know, do you have any things that you think are kind of key advice for up and coming musicians?
I think rather than following a trend, it would always be good to make a trend for yourself, which means basically to put out your creative side to the public. Sometimes you may face a social media backlash. There may be like bad comments, but just don't mind it. The moment you are ready to put out your own contents, you're going to create a trend with it. So I think that is one point that everybody has to remember.
Okay, so I guess it's what you're saying is it's really important to be true to yourself. Is that what, like, really strong advice you would give people? And what about creating content as well? Like, how do you think someone should go about that? Like, do you think they should be focusing on YouTube, or do you think they should be focusing on, you know, what kind of platforms, or what do you think people should be focusing on, like, that are artistic and wanting the world to kind of notice them?
You get a lot of statistics from your social media accounts. So when you go check your Instagram, you know what age group of people are following you. You know which country people are following you from. When you go use YouTube Studio, you get a clear record of all the statistics from there. So basically, if you want to channelize your content to a particular age group or a particular country, try to focus on that social media platform, which gives you much more exposure. So rather than splitting it to different platforms like Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, you can clearly channelize your contents. And especially when it comes to music, the choice of the song is a very important factor. It's a huge factor. So when you select old songs, when you select new songs, when you select, different languages, when you sing a Hindi song, when you sing a Malayalam song, when you sing an English song, it's like a different response altogether. So make use of all these statistics that are available on these social media platforms to target a particular group of audience that you really want to influence.
That's really potent advice. And I think, you know, thank you for that, because you're actually doing it, right? Like, you're doing it and finding success out of it. I guess I'll ask you one more question just to kind of wrap it up. And, after the pandemic, do you think you're going to be focusing more on live performances, or will you continue to, you know, pump out the amount of content you're still doing online? Like, how will you balance that? Like, what does your career look like once the world is open up again?
I would love to do both. One thing, live music is all about interacting people outside. But thinking about content creation on online social medias, this is the future also. So you can't let go of this. You can't let go of that also. So it's basically, I have to balance both. And there is no question about choosing one. You have to do both, like simultaneously. That's what I understand about it. Yeah.
And as far as online stuff goes, like collaborations and stuff like that, like, is that something, like, is it for mostly online, or would you suggest like collaborating live as well? Like, what do you think about the collaboration aspect?
Both. I would say both, because it's a different experience when you consider an online collaboration and, live collaboration. Both are like a different experience. And it's a different kind of audience also there. Some people are just out there to watch your videos online, but they'll never come up in a place like India. You can never expect such a mass audience to come for your live show sometimes. Mm. But, it's basically up to you. I would suggest that you do both, like balance everything. So rather than choosing one, it's good to do both, I guess.
Yeah. So I mean, some of the things we can take away from this is like, stay true to yourself, you know, find balance in what you're doing, and, you know, kind of outsmart or be smart about how you're marketing yourself as well, I guess, right?
So exactly.
Fantastic advice. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to keep it short and have a nice little chat with you, and, you know, see how much information we can gain and share information. That's kind of what the Live at Heart conference is all about. So thank you so much, Arya. Thank you for like giving me your time.
Thank you so much, Evan. Thank you so much. It's so nice talking to you. I heard your name a lot. We did chat a lot, in fact, right?
Okay.
But it's the first time we are talking. And okay. I see all your kids' pictures, and they're so adorable. I just love them. Okay. Well, great, Evan. Great.
Say hello to everyone at Wonderwall for me. And
sure.
Yes, thank you so much. Sure, I'll be in touch. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Take care. Now.